Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning. This is Tuesday. Welcome to another worldwide broadcast of the Power Hour. This is your host, Ted Brower. For March the 24th, 2015, and we've got a lot of news to cover this morning. And, you know, I was talking to Joyce the other day and having a little chit-chat with her, and she's giving me updates on how she's doing, and we got to continue to pray for her. And it was kind of interesting because, you know, we started talking about the news for the Power Hour and what I covered for the news and what we didn't cover for the news and what we talked about. And it was a very interesting conversation. And finally I told Joyce, I said, you know, we've got an hour once a week with the audience, or I do, that I get to discuss the news topics that I feel are important. And then by the time you take out all the commercial breaks, we've probably got 35 minutes, 38 minutes, and then everything else is commercials with GCN. And I said, so I only have about half an hour approximately every week to talk about the news stories that I think are really, really important. So what I do is throughout the week, I actually read several hundred articles and as many papers as I can online to try to find the articles I want to pull up to talk to you guys about. I met a lot of you guys at the Prophecy Conference this past month in Orlando, actually at the beginning of this month. It was a lot of fun meeting all you folks, and it was just a blast and getting a chance to say hello to the Power Hour listeners and folks that have heard me on Hagman and Hagman and heard me on the Dave Hodges Show. And so it was really a blessing to get to know people individually and talk to them and realize that there were this many patriots that are actually awakening out there. But I've got to talk to you this morning about something. I've been doing a lot of research on Ted Cruz. And I love what the guy says. I mean, don't get me wrong. He wants to abolish the IRS and all the other things he wants to do and return to the Constitution. But, you know, we got to talk about Ted Cruz for just a minute this morning, and it's just really important that you guys understand something. His wife is a VP. In fact, well, she resigned about 16 hours ago, announced her resignation from Goldman Sachs. She was a vice president there in their investment banking community, and she also went to Harvard. Now, they met each other on the George Bush's campaign. Now, you know, guys, Goldman Sachs pretty much runs the world. They're the tip of the spear for the Rothschild banking cartel that runs everything. Harvard, as we know, is the bastion of liberalism in the United States. They worked on George Bush's campaign together. George Bush is our... Forgive me for chuckling about all of this. I mean, I'm trying to say this in a way that's respectful because I know Bush. I know Bush's daddy, his mom. I know them all. But these guys, like George Bush, they're like the Bohemian Grove boys. They're the Skull and Bones boys. They're the guys who go through all their rituals to get into Skull and Bones. George Bush, you know, profusely claimed to be a Christian, which I think that being a member of Skull and Bones and being a member of Bohemian Grove and going out there in the robes and prancing around in front of Moloch and burning a human being in effigy kind of makes it kind of mutually exclusive as far as being a Christian. So forgive me as we get more political theater going on with Ted Cruz. I don't know what's going on with the guy. I know that the Illuminati, the Rothschild banking cartel, the globalists, the New World Order, whatever you want to call them, they're all the same hat, you know, combined with the Catholic churches and the Masonic lodges and the banking communities. They always give us a hero. They make sure they keep the opposite sides of the battery charged. They make sure they keep us a positive and negative pole to keep us polarized to the right or to the left. And I'm going to go back to what my friend Mancow said on our show here on the Power Hour, gosh, last fall, when, you know, he's resigned now and he's really kind of between radio gigs, though he's had many offers. The man's absolutely brilliant, one of the smartest men on the planet. And he said on the Power Hour Live, he said, you know, the thing about this, Ted, if you galvanize to the right or you galvanize to the left, you can have a huge career on radio or TV, and you make lots of money and have a lot of national notoriety. But once you start telling the truth, you go down the middle and you start putting out the points of both political parties and what they do and what they don't do and what the truth is on both sides, you can no longer be used by the New World Order in order to galvanize or to polarize. And so, you know, that's what I'm looking at with Ted Cruz. I mean, I really wish we had somebody like Ron Paul running for president. He could be viable, but I'm just afraid this is going to be more of the same old, but at this point, at least he's the best same old we've got going for us. Stay tuned for more news.
Romans have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Famous quote from Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He said that Goldman Sachs basically runs the world. And I remember he was one of the prime editors for Yahoo as far as writing in their business news. And then it was interesting. He said that when he made the comment about that Goldman Sachs runs the world and runs the United States, I never saw another article from him whatsoever on Yahoo News. Now, think about this for a second. And I'm going to get off this topic because it's just too negative for me. You know, we got the VP, one of the VPs of Goldman Sachs, is the wife of the potential president for the United States, Ted Cruz. You know, I wonder how many campaign contributions Goldman Sachs is going to make for Ted Cruz. We also know they met on the campaign trail years and years ago that his wife was suffering with severe depression. So I don't know if she's still on meds for that or not. Who in the world knows? But the point is this. I mean, you know, it's just like we just get these people handed to us who are just put out in the media and given all this notoriety, and then we as the sheeple, as the useless eaters, as the as the goyim who don't really know what's going on, as the folks they feel as though we have no souls, we're basically told what to believe and what not to believe, who to like and who not to like, who to vote for, who not to vote for. And it's like that song from the Who back in the 70s and the 60s, you know, meet the old boss the same as the new boss, you know? And it's just sad to me that we as the population of the country can't bring a person in like Ron Paul or someone who's a true libertarian or a true constitutionalist who wants to restore the country back to its is once glory. I mean, we have to restore the country. That's all we can do. We can't continue to slide down this slope of liberalism and wonder what's going to happen. And in fact, it's not even liberalism anymore. What the true sense of liberalism was, it's more of a fascist state. And so it's just happening further and further as we go deeper and deeper into this ditch. Let me run through these stories real quick. Then we've got a bunch of other stories that I want to cover. This is going to be a bunch of news. I've got a whole stack of news here in front of me. Let me pull them up on my iPad. So just take a second. I've got like 10 or 12 of them laid out already. But what we have to understand is this. If we don't continue to stand against the tyranny, it's going to continue to run over us and take hold in the United States. Oh, by the way, I do find it interesting that Cruz won't say how much his wife was making at Goldman Sachs. I guess it doesn't matter now since she's resigning her position there. This is an interesting article that was submitted by Joseph Salneiro from the Mises Institute, and it says fighting the war on terror by banning cash. And what they're talking about was happening in France, and France has taken the first step to ban cash, which, you know, this is already happening in the United States as far as deposits and whatever you take out of your own bank account. And let me read you this article real quick. It says it was just a matter of time before Western governments used the trumped-up war on terror as an excuse to drastically ratchet up the very real war on the use of cash and personal privacy they are waging against their own citizens. Taking advantage of the public anxiety in the wake of the attacks on Charlie Hebdo in a Jewish supermarket, France has taken the first step. And many people, by the way, believe that whole thing was a false flag because I've shot an AK-47 before. They're extremely loud. And when you shoot somebody with an AK-47, if you shot a watermelon point blank, it's going to just explode the watermelon. There was no blood on the sidewalks when this guy got shot in the head with this AK-47. And now a lot of the experts who do all this type of forensic research are saying that really wasn't a real shot. He was probably firing blanks and also would have blown a big chunk of concrete out of the sidewalk. So, but we're not going to go there. But what they're using now is this thing in order to reduce the amount of cash that French people can use. The terrorists used cash to purchase some of the stuff they needed. No doubt these murderers were also shod in clothes and used cell phones, cars, and public sidewalks during the planning and execution of their mayhem. Why not restrict their use? And he makes a really funny comment. He goes, a naked barefoot terrorist without communications is surely less effective than a fully clothed and equipped one. Despite the errant absurdity of blaming cash and financial privacy for these crimes, French Finance Minister Michael Sapin brazenly stated that it was necessary to fight against the use of cash and anonymity in the French economy. Then he announced extreme and despotic measures to further restrict the use of cash by French residents and to spy on to pry their financial affairs. These measures, which will be implemented in September 2015, which this year include prohibiting French residents from making a cash payment of more than 1,000 euros. This is down from 3,000 euros. Given the parlous state of the stagnating French economy, the limit of foreign tourists on their currency payments will be higher at 10,000 euros from the current 15,000 euros. The threshold below which a French resident is free to convert euros into other currencies without having to show an identity card will be slashed from the current level of 8,000 euros to 1,000 euros. In addition, any cash deposit or withdrawal of more than 10,000 euros during a single month will be reported to the French anti-fraud and money laundering agency, TRAFIN. French authorities will also have be notified of any freight transfers, including the E in the EU, exceeding 10,000 euros, including checks, prepaid cards, or gold. Now, what's interesting about this, we've already implemented a lot of these same measures in the United States as far as withdrawals from banking accounts, et cetera, and this goes back to the one world government, the one world cashless society, the mark of the beast, the embedded computer chip, the tattoo on the forehead or on the arm or the hand. This is where it's headed. And, you know, we as Christians need to realize that if we don't understand where prophecy is taking us and that the book of Revelation is being opened and cracked open and the seals are being opened in front of us, then we've got our heads stuck in some kind of sandbox and we need to wake up. It was interesting. Yesterday I was talking. I was at the doctor's getting a vitamin C IV, which is still legal in the state of Florida. Sooner or later they'll probably make those illegal too. And they give you 50,000 milligrams of vitamin C intravenously. And my stomach was a little bit upset yesterday. I thought I'd do that as a precautionary measure. It's a very, very good viricide when you do that. It pretty much kills every pathogen in your body. And what was interesting, I was taking this vitamin C drip, and some lady walks in, and she had a cab waiting for her as she was getting a rapid chelation, which takes about 20 minutes. And she was talking, and she came in and started talking to some friends who were in there also getting vitamin C IVs.
I listened to the conversation because we're in a 12 by 12 foot room, and finally I said, well, you know what? And I started just giving them the news, kind of like I'm doing with you guys this morning. And they said, well, how do you know all this stuff? And I said, well, I read, plus I do a show, and plus I've been on radio and TV for 35 years. And they said, wow, you know, how can we hear you? So I told them all about the Power Hour. The point is this. People want to hear the truth in most cases. There's that group of people out there. They don't want to hear the truth no matter what you tell them. But the reality is Jesus said this. Let he who has eyes to see and ears to hear, let them see and hear. And they will turn and he will heal them. And we will, as Christians, as Americans, as constitutionalists, whatever you want to call yourself, as patriots, it doesn't make any difference. If you don't believe the way I believe, I mean, that's your choice, but at least we can all agree on one thing. We don't want to keep going the direction we're going in. We've got to stand up and we've got to start talking. We've got to start talking in the grocery store. We've got to start talking in the malls. We've got to start talking with our friends. We have to try to disengage from the iPads and the iPods and the cell phones and the iPhones and all these different things that we're hooked to on an ongoing basis, in which we're completely ignoring what's going on around us. And we're not engaging with other people. We're putting ourselves into an alpha brainwave trance and believing the lies. Next story. One quarter of Ukraine's economy has been lost. Hundreds of companies have been closed. Now, I want to run down there. The International Monetary Fund, another Rothschild banking globalist cartel owned by the bankers that run the planet, have approved a four-year, $17.5 billion financial aid program for Ukraine in exchange for loans to keep its economy afloat. Kiev committed to implementing deep political and social and financial reforms to restore growth and improve the living standards of the Ukrainian people. So here we go. Ukraine is already getting sucked into the One World Order, the International Monetary Fund, the One World Bank, and they're going to be put into debt, and their assets are going to be seized. Over and over and over and over again it happens. So I love this article. This is another one by Sam Raleigh. He goes, cities are now lowering the minimal standards for cops as applications begin to dwindle. Hey, forgive me. I mean, we've got good police out there. We've got a lot of good troops out there, a lot of good military personnel out there. But we've got some cops out there that just don't really qualify to be protectors of the public. And I have a friend of mine, John Liguria. He's one of the top defense attorneys here in Polk County, Florida, where we reside. And he told me one day, he goes, the craziest thing is, Ted, he said, we give the stupidest segment of our society, which I don't agree with that completely, badges, and we tell them to protect us. And we give them a gun and tasers. Now, I know some cops that are extremely bright and extremely smart. Our sheriff in our county is phenomenal, Sheriff Grady Judd. There's all kinds of other good police officers that I know in Polk County and in this area. But the reality is there's a group of people out there, like in any profession, it could be a doctors or attorneys or whatever, nurses, anything you want to do, teachers, that are just awful. And there's some police officers that are really just awful. And that's why we have so much police crime and so many people being shot on an ongoing basis and being tasered on an ongoing basis. We knew this girl. Her name was Joanna. She worked for a little a tea room that my wife goes to on a regular basis. Every once in a while, my wife would drag me to the tea room. And they've got organic food, so I'd go there with her. And it was interesting because Joanna had been tased. Here's this petite 5'6" little girl, and she was actually into a domestic quabble with her boyfriend or whatever, and somebody called the police. And the cops came over, and she was talking to the police, and she made a hand gesture, like, you know, what are you doing? And she put her hands up, like, by her shoulders, and they tased her, put her on the ground and charged her with assaulting a police officer and resisting arrest and all kinds of other things because she asked them a question and she moved her hands. I mean, there comes a point in time when you got a 6'6" guy standing there who weighs 280 pounds, who's got a taser in his hand with a little bitty girl, makes a hand gesture, and he tases her, that there's a point there that somebody needs to do an IQ score check on this guy who's 6'6" and find out if he can really think. I mean, what was she possibly going to do to him at 6'6", and she was clearly unarmed? So they're continuing to lower minimum standards for police officers nationwide as the police applications continue to dwindle, which I can't say as I blame that from all the bad press they're getting. Next article. This is from the Tea Party commander. It says, California farmers are skipping planting. They're selling the water to desperate cities. The farmers are actually saying they're afraid that the cities are just going to come in and they're going to take it. And this is over there in the Sacramento area. I've got some friends over there, and they're saying it's absolutely horrible what's happening with the drought because of the high pressure zone that's been parked out over the Pacific. And, of course, Dane Whittington said that's because of HARP, and they're changing the weather patterns and putting us in a food crisis. Another person that I know says it's because they're trying to keep the radiation from Fukushima coming across the United States. I don't know which is true. We'll be right back. More news.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
March 24th edition of the Power Hour in 2015. This is Ted Brewer, your host. I need you guys to go to the Power Mall and support Joyce. Give us a call over there at 877-817-9829. We've got a natural medicine DVD set. I haven't watched it yet, but it's on sale. I think you need to take a look at that and see what they're saying about that. Seeds of Deception, Exposing Industry and Government Lies by the Safety of Genetically Modified Foods You're Eating by Jeffrey Smith. That's on sale. It's another book. Dry vegan burger mix made out of real ingredients, no weird stuff. I've tried that. That's really good. George sent me some of that. I'll have to get some more of that. We got garden seed specials for the spring planting. All kinds of stuff going on. More sales by we have a more sale by Dr. Close. I'm going to be interviewing Dr. Close today. in detail on what's going on. He wrote a really good book on called Transcendental Physics. Now, you guys may not like reading stuff like that, but he's got a bunch of stuff on mold, too. And so we're going to be talking to him today in the second hour. So we're going to have a lot of fun today. So call the Power Mall up. Again, that phone number is 877-817-9829. And when you get a chance, you can sign up for my newsletter that we have on health and nutrition. By the way, I want to thank you guys again for just that was a huge success last Tuesday when I gave away all those books when you guys bought stuff from the Power Hour Mall. But you can go to healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com and sign up for my free health newsletter. Won't cost you anything. Just a little trip to the computer. And I want to say hello again to my good friend Walt Peterson. Walt Peterson is a good friend of mine. I've known him for over 30 years. He's got some of the finest pictures in equestrian art and animal photos that he paints. I mean, they look real. WaltPetersonFineArt.com. That's WaltPetersonFineArt.com. Give him a call. Go by his website and support him here too. He's a good Christian guy, and he's a patriot. So we all need to support one another. Now let's go back to the news this morning. FEMA death drones are popping up across Texas. They raise alarm as the Jade Helm 15 exercises invades southwestern America, with the state of Texas listed as hostile. But by the way, they throw Florida in there too now, which is where I live. There's a lot of redneck boys in the state of Florida that just don't really want to give up their guns or give up their rights or give up their freedoms. They may not be real educated as far as what's really going on, but they know wrong when they see wrong. I mean, some folks just know wrong. You know, it's interesting. Years ago, I knew some guys used to hang out at the bar all the time. And what was interesting about these guys is they always told the truth. Now, you may not like it, and they're always wanting to get in a fight about something, but they never went around lying about people. They just told the truth, and they took things at face value for what they were. And you know what? I kind of find that kind of refreshing, not the fighting part, because I'm too old now that I'm almost 60 to do things like that. I never really was much for that anyhow. It always seems like easier to try to just, you know, walk away from stuff rather than get into these giant fights. But the point was, I mean, these guys actually tell the truth. And the same thing in Texas. And that's why when you drive into Texas, you got that big sign up there, don't mess with Texas. I mean, Texas tried to declare its sovereignty against the United States with a petition last year. But what they don't understand is that the southern states who fought in the Civil War all had to sign before they were allowed back in the Union, where they were under martial law for years after the Civil War, that they would never again try to secede from the Union. So you need to look at some of that crazy stuff that happened in the Civil War, which was the first big onslaught of tyranny in the United States. But FEMA death drones now I'm going to stop here for a second. I just said something you guys need to hear me say. One of the first big onslaughts of tyranny in the United States, which was orchestrated by the Rothschild banking cartel and funding both sides of the war, the North and the South, was a Civil War. And when Lincoln issued his greenbacks, then what I've read through my history books is that John Wilkes Booth was an agent for the Rothschild banking cartel, and he ended up killing Lincoln. Because once people learned they could issue their own money, like we learned when Congress gave us, and the founders of our country said that we could issue our own money without debt, and that Congress had the right to coin money, that you could issue currency without having to borrow it based on the free will and the ability of the United States to pay it back, like we had until 1913. Once you understand that, the country has unlimited potential for growth, and it can't be enslaved. The Bible says that a borrower is servant to the lender. And once we become the borrower, it took 20 years for Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Rothschild banking cartel, all the banks of the Federal Reserve System, the Rothschild banking cartel, to enslave the United States by 1933. And when they contracted the M1 money supply in 1929 and called in all this money and all this cash, and they contracted the currency available. So until we get rid of this is what Ron Paul has said over and over and over and over again. Until we get rid of the current Federal Reserve System and we nationalize that and we basically eliminate the debt that they've created out of nothing to enslave us, we're not going to fix this mess. It's just not going to happen. And so, you know, we can talk about it, we can tiptoe through the tulips or run around the tombstones, whatever we want to do. It's not going to make a bit of difference until we stand in the aggregate against this Federal Reserve nonsense and put the people up in Congress that are willing to do what they need to do. Stay tuned. We've got a bunch more news coming your way.
It's independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheeben. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Excellent article from Green Meadow Info. This is by Sajid Tajid, and it's turmeric smart kill properties put chemo radiation to shame as far as working with cancer patients. It says the ancient Indian spice turmeric strikes again. A new study finds turmeric extracts selectively and safely killing cancer stem cells in a way that chemo and radiation cannot. Groundbreaking new study published in the Journal of Anti-Cancer Research reveals that one of the most extensively researched and promising natural compounds for cancer treatment, the primary polyphenol in the ancient spice turmeric, also known as curcumin, has the ability to selectively target cancer stem cells, which are at the root of cancer malignancy, while having little or no toxicity on normal stem cells, which are essential for tissue regeneration and longevity. I take this turmeric product every single day, and this whole article goes into detail on it. I'm not going to have enough time to do all that, but this is a phenomenal product. I've been using it for years, and I tell you what, guys, it does like everything. Journal of India said a couple of years ago that if you take turmeric on a regular basis, it has 100% effectiveness at stopping the progression of adult onset diabetes. So, I mean, it's one of those deals that I tell folks, when you talk about adult onset diabetes, I wrote a whole article on this at healthmasters.com if you guys want to read it. When you talk about adult onset diabetes, it's turmeric and cinnamon extract the two primary things that you really need to help stabilize blood sugar. In addition to that, you've got to take a little bit of cod liver oil or some type of essential oil, essential fat, with every meal. If you wanted to take a capsule, you could do that. If you don't want to taste it, then that slows up the digestion process, which causes a much slower release of the calories from the food that you're eating. There's all kinds of natural ways that you can do it. Plus, lemon juice is really good. After you use 1 ounce of fresh squeezed lemon to 9 ounces of water, you drink that 2 or 3 times a day. The turmeric, the cinnamon, the lemon juice. Plus, make sure you drink half your body weight in fluid ounces of distilled water every single day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, drink 10 ounce glasses of water a day. If you do all of those things combined with dietary change, now remember, it's very difficult to control adult onset diabetes if you're drinking a lot of coffee or adrenal stimulants, because it releases so much more glycogen when it stimulates the liver. So you've got to cut back on all of those stimulants if you're trying to control adult-onset diabetes. But if you're just careful with your diet, you stay with high glycemic carbohydrates like bread, pasta, rice, potatoes, dried fruits, juice, those types of products, sugar, high fructose corn syrup, you can really, really control high blood sugar for adult-onset diabetes. It's so simple. It really is simple. I know we talked to Joe Hagman. His blood sugar was, 300-400. And we, you know, when I started doing his show, and I told him he was on metformin, which has been shown to cause pancreatic cancer. And I said, why don't you work with your doctor in helping you lower or eliminate some of these dosings that you're taking of all these different drugs, and let's try to get your blood sugar under control naturally. He said, well, there's nothing they know. They don't know how to do anything. He said, they're pumping me full of all the stuff that's not working. I said, try this. And last time I talked to him, his blood sugar was between 100 and 150 by dietary change and doing the supplement regime I just told you about. So it's very, very easy to try to control this stuff, but it does require lifestyle changes. Next thing, this is by Dr. Mark Circus, is magnesium deficiency symptoms and diagnosis. Magnesium deficiency is often misdiagnosed because it does not show up in blood tests. Only 1% of the body's magnesium is stored in the blood. Most doctors and laboratories don't even include magnesium status in the routine blood tests. Thus, the most doctors don't know that their patients are deficient in magnesium, even though studies show that the majority of Americans are deficient in magnesium. And this goes on and on and on. All kinds of side effects from magnesium deficiency. They can be, let me read this to you. Symptoms can include insomnia, anxiety, hyperactivity, restlessness with constant movement, panic attacks, premenstrual irritability. Magnesium deficiency symptoms involving the peripheral nervous system include numbness, tingling, and other normal sensations, such as zips, zaps, and vibratory sensation, whatever a zip and a zap is. Symptoms or signs of the cardiovascular system include heart palpitations, heart arrhythmias, and angina due to spasms of the coronary arteries. It just goes on and on and on. Magnesium is critical for your body. You've got to have it on an ongoing basis. It also helps to prevent things like spinal stenosis, because the problem is we're taking so many calcium supplements right now, and calcium is really not something we need to be taking in a rock form. We don't need to be eating calcium phosphate and these different types of compounds that are being given to us as calcium supplements. Our body can't utilize the elemental calcium. And when we ingest this stuff, it turns our bodies and it starts to stone, literally. I mean, it stones you out and massively increases the risks of heart disease in both women and men. So calcium supplements is really, they're not good for you. They really, really are. You need to be getting, if you want to get some raw certified cow's milk or goat's milk, preferably goat's milk, it's a lot healthier for you from a calcium standpoint than drinking and eating calcium supplements. So, you know, you got to avoid this stuff. You got to stay away from this. I remember years ago I had a friend of mine, I'm not going to mention any names, and he was just hammering calcium because he had a calcium magnesium product that they had developed. It was like a fizzy product that was being sold on infomercials late at night. And I warned him. Well, I think his first name. His first name was Ken. I warned him. I said, you really got to cut back on that stuff. You're in your 50s. And I said, you don't need all that calcium. It's going to build up. It's called heart thickness of the arteries. When you start having inorganic calcium build up in the soft tissue. And he didn't listen to me. Within 6 months, he had a massive heart attack and almost died from it. Had to have a quadruple bypass. Now, I don't know. I haven't stayed up with Ken over the last 10 or 15 years. But I warned him that would happen. Men, don't take calcium supplements. Say it again. Men, don't take calcium supplements. Women, if you're going to take calcium, make sure it's a chelated source. Make sure it's not just elemental calcium. Better yet, find you a source for raw certified, state certified goat's milk. If you don't know where you can find that in your area, go to your farm feed stores and ask them who buys goat feed and see if they've got a certified source there for milk. And that's what you have to understand. It's easy to try to find this stuff. You just have to start asking questions. So just really you need to stay away from the calcium, you need extra magnesium, and you need to take turmeric on a regular basis. Okay, let's go ahead and go to the news now. This is going to be an interesting bunch of news. I've got a bunch of it to cover with you right now. Let's see. We've got about 15 minutes before we have another break. But let me go ahead and we're going to go to the news they want me to cover for you today. Israel, U.S. boycott, U.S. session on Gaza conflict. This is from Russian Today. Israeli and American representatives were conspicuously absent from the UN Human Rights Council session, I'm sure they were, on Palestinian territories on Monday. The session aimed to look into the Gaza conflict, which has killed 2,200 people in the last 50 days of 2014. Tel Aviv refused to comment as to why it represents, why its representatives did not take part. The U.S. finally said that one of the points of the United States secession agenda concerning human rights violations against the Palestinians lacked legitimacy. Maybe you need to talk to those 2,000 people who were killed in the last 50 days of 2014 and their families, see if they have any legitimacy in that. Japan's Pacific Rim job. They're building a 250-mile anti-tsunami wall to create jobs. Well, I'm happy for them. Zero Hedge says that the AP reports the latest cunning plan for the Japanese to build a Pacific Rim-esque massive costly seawall to fend off tsunamis. It's $6.8 billion, 250-mile-long, 41-foot-high concrete barrier public works project to see by some as necessary evil and others as a jail. Perhaps the UN's head of disaster risk reduction summed it up best. There's a bit of an overbelief in technology as a solution. Okay, I've got a news flash, okay? Japan. Newsflash. Look at me, Japan, over here. Look at the Power Hour and listen. Stop the stupid radiation leak from your Fukushima power plant. Do what you need to do. Instead of building yourself a 250-mile fortress wall around the outportion part of your country, fill that stupid Fukushima concrete with concrete or something. Do a capsule over it. Do anything you need to do to stop all that water, that radioactive water from leaking into the Pacific Ocean. Stop this radioactive plume that's in the atmosphere. I mean, newsflash, instead of spending billions of dollars on a stupid wall, fix the reactor that you've got leaking for all of these years and dumping all this radioactive mess into the environment. That was a free newsflash for you. U.S. House urges Obama to send arms to the Ukraine. That's what we need to do. Let's go with the Russia Today. The U.S. House has passed a resolution calling on President Barack Hussein Obama, or maybe she's calling Barry Sorto, to send lethal weapons to Ukraine, despite the fragile truce in the eastern part of the country. The non-binding resolution was approved by an overwhelming majority of 348-48. Sending weapons to the Kyiv government would not mean involvement in a new war for America, claimed U.S. Representative Elliot Engel, a Democrat of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Oh, by the way, the Council on Foreign Relations, Ted Cruz's wife used to be a member of that, too. Just I mentioned that. The people of Ukraine are not looking for American troops, Engel said. They're just looking for the weapons. I guess we've got to start seizing more assets with the Rothschild banking cartel, and our puppet masters have put a whip to us now. U.S. promises billions to fund Afghan military through the 2017. Okay, we know we have to. Now you got to listen to me for a second. This is super important. This is absolutely critical that you guys understand this. The U.S. has promised to fund the Afghan military through 2017. I mean, look, we have to protect the poppy fields. Now, I know. Now, some of you don't think that Afghan should be the largest heroin exporter in the world, and that, with, you know, this stuff's being run over here by the CIA and the mafia, which has kind of become the same organization, into the United States for dispersion through our mafia-controlled cartels in the United States for drug distribution to the United States. And that, you know, but you realize that's part of the major portion of the economy of the United States. So we have to send more armaments to the Afghan military to continue to protect their poppy fields. We're not going to talk about the fact that before we got over there, they had hardly any poppy growing whatsoever, and that we've allowed them to slip back into this poppy stuff as far as pushing all these opiates around the world. But, you know, we've got to send them more military. So let me go ahead and read you the article on this. The U.S. promises billions to fund Afghan. And I hope you guys all know I'm being facetious. Russia Today said officials have confirmed the U.S. will continue to spend about $4 billion a year to fund Afghan's military for the next two fiscal years. Save those poppies! It's a sign of support for the government in Kabul, which Washington views as much more cooperative than in the past because they're keeping those poppies growing. The pledge means that the U.S. funding for the Afghan security forces at the peak level of 352,000 troops to the end of fiscal year 2017, a financial commitment costing about $4 billion a year. Keep sending that money over there that we don't have, that we print out of nothing, that we make indebted to the American population. News agencies quoted U.S. officials following the day of talks with Afghan leadership at Camp David who are dedicated, this is my words, of growing poppies. Election news, Judge Napoleon, Judge Nap, Napoleano. Here's where Ted Cruz is not following the Constitution. Fox News. The judge said that he likes Cruz's views towards the Constitution overall, except when it comes to the senator's views on using U.S. military force overseas. I think Ted Cruz would probably join all the other Republicans but Rand Paul with the idea that we should use Woodrow Wilson's phrase, make the world safer democracy, which means perpetual death and perpetual war, says Napoleano, arguing that Paul would be the only candidate who shares his views on only fighting defensive wars where there was one nation truly under an imminent threat. No wonder they canceled this guy's show on Fox. I can't even believe they gave him any traction on this story. I agree with everything he just said. There you go. Imagine that. Mr. Facetious Ted is agreeing with somebody. You know, he's quoting Woodrow Wilson. Make the world safer democracy, which means perpetual death and perpetual war, says Napoleano. Here's the deal, guys. Here's the thing. Woodrow Wilson, right up there with one of the worst presidents the country's ever known, probably the worst. He brought us into World War I by this incredible propaganda machine that Goebbels copied in Nazi Germany, telling us how bad the German people were and how they had to be destroyed, blah, 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 and, you know, with the sinking of the Lusitania and all the other stuff. You guys need to read the story on all of this stuff. In addition to it, remember, he was the one who was roaming around when we had the sinking of the Titanic. In addition to that, he brought us the Federal Reserve Act, and he brought us the IRS, and he brought us the League of Nations, which was the first attempt at a one-world government takeover, and which our Senate and our Congress completely refused to ratify, which fell apart, because they weren't ready yet for one world government. Woodrow Wilson is probably the worst president we've ever had in the history of the United States. If Ted Cruz really believes that we got to carry a big stick and keep attacking everybody, you know, guys, again, his wife works for Goldman Sachs. What am I going to say? There you go. Now let's go ahead. We got a bunch more news here. U.S. heightens military presence in the Gulf as the Iran nuclear deal approaches. Sputnik News. As nuclear negotiations, and forgive my sarcasm this morning, I'm just trying to be a little bit upbeat on some of the stuff that's going on, especially with the poppies, which is so true in Afghanistan. But I read all of this stuff, and I see what I try to do with you guys is when I read this stuff, I tell you what I think about what they're saying, because I don't want you in an alpha brainwave state. I don't want you believing what I'm saying. I want you going and researching this stuff and making a point of realizing what's the truth and what's not the truth. We can't be listening to this nonsense anymore, friends. We've got to wake up in the aggregate and say, you know, Genug in German is the word. Enough is in English. I mean, we got to say enough of all of this stuff. I mean, are we really going to follow the Nazi footpath to tyranny and to fascism? I mean, is that really where we want to take the United States? Well, that's not where I want to go. My mom already went through all that stuff. She told me how bad that was. U.S. heightens military presence in Gulf as Iran nuclear deal approaches. Sputnik News. As the nuclear negotiations between Iran and the P5 plus one nations come to a head, the U.S. begins Eagle's Resolve, a massive military exercise. God, we need more troops there. In the Persian Gulf, the support of regional allies. The U.S. moved nearly 3,000 military personnel as well as the air, land, and sea special operations opponents into the Gulf on March the 8th, taking place just off the coast of Kuwait. The exercise will continue to the end of the month, and it is meant to improve the military's response time should an incident occur in the region. Okay, how about we're using it to intimidate people in the area? You know, when you have a bunch of carriers sitting off your coast and a bunch of jets flying over on a regular basis doing strafing exercises with drones flying everywhere, there's a tendency to make people think twice about even taking a step against you. Fighting the war on terror by banning cash. We've already talked about this one. This is the one that happened in France. Director of the Respiratory Protection System Company warns that ISIS will launch chemical attack in London's too. Well, how does he know that? This is a story by Kurt Nimmo. The U.S. has linked, by the way, I love Alice's stuff, and Kurt Nimmo's one of the best reporters he has. The U.S. has linked the use of chlorine gas to Al-Assad government in Syria. The managing director of a company that sells respiratory protection system, let's sell some more stuff, technology says the Islamic State will likely conduct a chlorine gas attack in British sporting events or in the two. Make sure we get more gas equipment sold. I'm sorry, I keep putting this stuff in here. They're not saying that, but I'm including that. London's underground public rapid transit system. I'm convinced that the ISIS fighters are all being given training in chemical weapons, which is probably true. I'm sure we're doing that through our CIA. And the British ones, who are likely to be more educated, will be targeted. I hope they may return home. Sanctions versus profit. The U.S. government to justify arms exports to Russia. The U.K. government to justify arms. What this says, I've already read through this whole story. They're just continuing to sell tens of millions of dollars of military equipment into Russia. Now, remember, we talked about this earlier. Russia's central bank is owned by the Rothschild banking cartel. Britain's central bank is owned by the Rothschild banking cartel. Oh, yeah, that's right, too. And the United States central bank is owned by the Rothschild banking cartel. So, I mean, so why would they not support one another? Even though they say they're not going to. Rising China arm exports threaten U.S. influence worldwide report. Okay, here we go. Russia Today says Chinese-made advanced weapons systems are flooding the international market over the next 10 years, and they will cause instability. Okay, like we don't do instability. I guess we're the only ones that can do instability. And they're going to make it a lot harder for the U.S. to intervene. You mean control and manipulate and to subjugate in other countries. Foreign Policy magazine warned, Chinese weapon systems are often much cheaper than those of competing exporters. Well, sure they are. They're made in factories where they're paying somebody a buck a day. And while they're not better than the U.S. or Russian alternatives, they're often good enough. I guess good enough, it means they kill people. The U.S. magazine wrote, cheap Chinese and Indian weapons are also likely to disrupt the global arms market, which, by the way, is extremely profitable for the Rothschild banking cartel, and they don't want them to do that. So there you go. We'll come with the final stories in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The worldwide broadcast of the Power Hour. This is your host, Ted Brewer, for March the 24th, 2015. Real quick note, I will be on next Monday, not next Tuesday, to host the Power Hour. We're changing the date for next week. So you guys, if you like my news commentary. You don't want to miss it on Monday. I'm trying to go a little bit slower this morning. Joy said that, you know, I'm kind of going too quick sometimes, and I got to slow down a little bit, which is, you know, I'm kind of like Zig Ziglar said one time. I said I speak at about 300 words a minute with gusts up to about 550. So I'll try to slow down. And forgive my sarcasm a little bit this morning if it's offended you, because I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm just trying to make a point. Every single thing I've said to you from a sarcastic standpoint is absolutely the truth, including the poppy fields of Afghanistan and us continuing to support the Afghan military, support the drug culture in the United States. Yesterday, it was funny. I was talking to a pilot who was sitting beside me while I was sitting there for an hour and a half having this IV of vitamin C pumped into my blood. And it was interesting. He started talking to me, and he was wide awake. In fact, he's on my news list now. As far as I have a private newsletter that I send out to about 100 people, and that's a real close-knit group of people that I have that get this news every single week from me every single day. And what was interesting is he started talking about what happened. He goes, well, Ted, he goes, you know, what happened in the United States is that we had a coup back in 63 when Kennedy was killed. And he goes, the coup was the CIA and the mob got together, and they took over the United States, and our country has never been free since. And I looked at him, and I said, you know what? There have been a few bright moments throughout the years since that time in which we tried to return to, you know, a republic and tried to return the country back to where it needed to be. But you're absolutely right. We did have a coup of the United States government and the overthrow of our president with John F. Kennedy. There's an excellent video. I've told you this multiple times. I'm going to tell you again. It's called From JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. It's already got millions of views. I've been telling you about that since last year. I tried to get the guy on to interview him as a guest, but he seems to have fallen off the radar. Again, it's JFK to 9/11. It's free. You can get it on YouTube, okay? There's no cost on this. JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. Okay, let's go to the next story. Children are suffering genetic damage from pesticides in Argentina, the GM soy region. The study compared 50 children living in the town of Marcos at different distances from pesticide spray within 25 children from the city of Cordoba who were not considered to be exposed to pesticides. Genetic damage in the group exposed to children was 44% higher than those in the other area. The most commonly used pesticides were glyphosate. Now, guys, I can't tell you how bad Roundup is. I just went by Sam's Wholesale Club, which I'm not trying to promote a globalist company, but I will promote anybody who sells cheap vinegar. And here's why. A vinegar can be used for weed control. You can mix a little bit of vinegar together. You can spray it on use a little bit of a detergent like a tacking agent like Dawn or something like that. And you can actually spray it on weeds, and it'll change the pH, and it'll kill the weeds without using glyphosate. You can go back in later, and you can spray the whole thing. You can pick up some cheap salt and put it in a backpack sprayer and just with water, and you can spray the same areas again. It helps to stop the recurrence of weeds because the salt is difficult. It's almost impossible for things unless they're salt tolerant to grow in salt. So if you've got pavers or something like that or driveways that have weeds coming up through them, spray them with vinegar, spray them with salt, spray with diesel fuel, for heaven's sakes. That's better than glyphosate. Anything's better than glyphosate. I've stopped using glyphosate around here because I don't want my kids exposed to it. It causes kidney damage, and now we know also it causes genetic damage. U.S. news, politics, and government, by hook or crook, determined Obama vows to go beyond executive actions to rule. God, tell me something we don't know. Mark Salvo wrote, controversially, President Obama announced in a speech that he was using the powers of the executive branch to shield millions of illegal immigrants from deportation. The word here is illegal immigrants. To ban ammunition for AR-15s, which hopefully we've stopped doing that with the, we don't have time. And go on. Another one. Clinton Foundation, deep financial ties to the Ukrainian oligarchy, push for closer ties to the European Union revealed. Washington blog. Okay, got her. Sorry, guys, didn't get to finish all the news. I've got a bunch of it done, though, today. Stay tuned for our first guest.